نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. نشهد أنه لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى صحابته الكرام ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله في السر والعلن. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, let us dive again into Allah's book, this time to the children of Israel. Shortly after the destruction of the temple by the tyrant Nebuchadnezzar. The tyrant Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed the temple of the children of Israel after the Bani Israel had gone away from their Lord's path and started to steal from one another and started to commit zina and started to cut corners in their prayers. Allah Azza wa Jal sent them a tyrant, and Allah says, we tame wrongdoers with other wrongdoers. One wrongdoer, we raise him up against another wrongdoer. And this is how the world works. Wrongdoers are always exacting justice against other wrongdoers. And then another wrongdoer will come and exact justice upon him. And this is the way of the world. Shortly thereafter, the children of Israel were exiled, spread out, living in what they call the diaspora. Living in the diaspora, which means scattered. They have no home. They are homeless, living as minorities under pagans. One of them decided to go and look at this great place, the temple. He went to Jerusalem. And according to Ibn Kathir, it was Hizqil, Ezekiel. In another opinion, Ermiya, Jeremiah. Great prophets that were not mentioned in the Quran. Minhum qasasnahum alayk, wa minhum man lam naqsushum alayk. Some of the prophets of Allah, we told you their stories in the Quran. And others, we did not. Not all the prophets are in the Quran. And yet the ulama have looked through the history and determined Ezekiel was a prophet, Jeremiah was a prophet, according to Ibn Kathir. He then sat and he wandered around thinking, this is what Dawood used to be. This is what Solomon built. His predecessors, this is what they built. And now it's all in ruins. There's nothing there. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. Allah Azza wa Jal saw Hizqiel, or whoever this man was, Ezekiel. He saw that he went there longing for the capital city of God. And he observed it and he wept, looking at destruction. A barren land. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us a verse for this entire story in Surah Al-Baqarah. At the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He saw that all the walls of the temple were destroyed. Everything is barren. And he thought to himself, how will it ever return to its state of glory and dominance? And the glory that a Muslim seeks, الْعِزَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Glory is not for us. The glory that a believer wants is to see أَنَّ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا. That the word of Allah is most high. That the city in which Allah is worshipped is the most glorious city. Out of a glorification of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is who we want. We don't glorify ourselves. Nations, when they go and build a big building, they're just glorifying themselves through the building. But the people of Allah, وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, The believer, sign of the believer, he glorifies the symbols of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He doesn't glorify himself. We are but workers and we're glorifying our Lord. Allah Azza wa Jalla then caused Ezekiel to sleep, to take a nap. When he took a nap and he tied his mule and he put his food and drink next to him, he took a long nap and he woke up at the end of the day. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Then he asked him, he's a prophet, Allah speaks directly to him. He said to him, كَمْ لَبِثْتْ, how long have you slept? The prophet replied, يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, the day or just part of a day. He slept around Dhuhr time, he woke up around Maghrib time. He looked up, however, he saw his mule, his donkey, was bones. But he looked further, and he saw Jerusalem jumping. One day of sleep, he saw Jerusalem jumping, filled. The temple was rebuilt. People were worshiping. Buying and selling was taking place. Children were running across the streets. What happened? Why is his mule dead and the city is jumping up again, alive and well? He says, Allah told him, no, you have slept 100 years. 100 years you have slept. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Now, another proof, look at your food and drink. This is still your food and drink from 100 years ago, Allah preserved it. But the mule died, and the city is alive. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْسِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُهَا لَحْمًا. He then said, now your head is alive, there's life in your head. Look now to your arms, look now to your feet, look at your donkey. Allah brought it all back to life for him, so he could see resurrection in front of his own eyes. The same exact way Prophet Ibrahim asked Allah, how does you bring the dead back to life? How do you bring the dead back to life? Allah told him, get four birds, chop them up, and put them on different mountaintops, then call them to you, to yourself, and you'll see them all coming together. This Prophet was able to see this. And more importantly, he was able to see that once again Allah resurrected the city of Allah. The lessons from this are so many. The first lesson is that in this dunya, nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same. You are guaranteed failure if you do one thing. Expect things to stay the same. دوام الحال من المحال. A statement. The stagnation of the of a scenario upon one scenario is impossible. It has a rhyme to it. دوام الحال من المحال. Things will always change. The people who fail in this life, who don't succeed in this life, are the people who are always thinking back and wishing things were the same because there was a good moment in the past. Well, ask yourself, where did this good moment come from? It didn't come from nostalgia. It came from action. You were a person of action, and then a good moment happened. A good decade happened. A good few years happened. Relationships were built. Iman was increasing. Your health was there. Your dunya was in a fine position. How did this all happen? You think that you can put a formula to it. You can never put a formula to success or failure in this world. In this world, Allah has made success and failure dula baynakum. It's a dula. Dula means it goes around. It goes around. And it's not by anyone's choice. When they say, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'n, every day Allah is in an affair. What does that mean? That means, yarfa'u aqwaman wa yakhfidu aqwam. He raises some people up and he lowers other people. Sometimes you think and you look, wow. So-and-so used to be the Don. Now I don't even hear his name. And so used to be a lowly person who used to catch up with the group and no one really cared. Now he's the Don. What happened? This world, this dunya, is a doula. You go up and you go down. What's the solution? Hasan al-Basri.